mamas feed the birds the bees. I heard the bees is leeches, watch your enemies. Before the bend your knees, I got my checklist reads, don't make it out of peace. Our bees is leeches.
I could walk a thousand miles and not even come close to you. I could complete all the trials and not be worried of the truth. You had looked me in my eyes and told me, Mace, I adore you. Left to my demise, now you despise the things I say and do. I'm here with my thoughts thinking I'm not enough. Don't know who to trust, don't know who to love. I get any kind of praise and I just stop and run. To when no one thinks that I am anyone. I lay in my room so still the flies are all up on me. Weight up on my chest, I just can't get up off me. I know how it feels to be all types of lonely. I know now that other people can't control me. Cause with the light in me, I'll be flying free. Come with me to find entropy. Everything comes with suffering. Don't give up, just keep up with me.
It's a Tuesday afternoon, and I can't wait to see the moonlight. It's been an hour since I've been real. Well, I don't even know if it's right. It's just a Tuesday afternoon, and I can't wait to see the moonlight. It's been an hour since I've been real.
Get too caught up, my friend. Searching for approval until wit's end. I'ma tell you a thing or two about it, cause that's where I've been. You tryna be so cool, but they see right through that shit. If you hate being you, then you gon' lose up in this bitch. Don't matter what you've been through, what you do, or what you did. Let everything be new, follow through, and just let live. Don't let nobody make you think that you can't be the shit. Say how it is, cause that's it. You the composer, the director, that's your script. Put in the effort, turn that pain into pleasure, soak in the pressure. Cause keep in mind, that pressure gon' turn bullshit into diamonds. Take my advice, cause that shit's timeless.
It's just a Tuesday afternoon, and I can wait to see the moonlight. It's been an hour since I've been real. Well, I don't even know if it's right. It's just a Tuesday afternoon, and I can wait to see the moonlight. It's been an hour since I've been real. Well, I don't even know if it's right.
Before the bend your knees, I got my checklist reads.
Hey, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You know, turn the game down a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Party people, we in the building right now. What's the one with a 6 o'clock blitz? We got it live and direct here at CJSF 90.1 FM. I got my brother Simba just stepped in the building. Y'all, peace, Simba. Yeah. What's the size,
peace,
man?
Simba. What's the size?
Yeah, man. You know what time it is right now. We got the illest female MCs in the city in the building. Ladies, just tell the people who you are again, man. Let me hear your names.
Loca.
Artemisa.
Dimes.
Bonafide MC.
She's just bonafide MC. Like, what do you want? I ain't bringing nothing less than that.
Okay.
Bonafide MC.
You have to.
Woo, woo, woo. You know what I mean? Wait, don't bite off our heads now. Come on.
He said there's not little kitty cats, there's big dog energy in here.
Yeah, big dog energy. I love that. I love that. I love that. So, you know, we ran one of Loca's songs. How you feeling about that? Talk to us about that song.
So that was my latest release. I dropped that on Valentine's Day. It's called Limerence. Limerence, for people who don't know what that is like a intense state of infatuation and like deep desire for reciprocation, and usually it's like you don't get that reciprocation, and so you're basically like not in love, but you're in limerence. You think it feels like you're in love, but it's all made up in your mind. It's kind of like a mental state kind of thing. Like when I was experiencing limerence, at one point in my life, I felt like I was like, I knew it was unhealthy. And I actually realized it's another form of addiction, kind of, because it was like an escape. I was making up a story about a person I didn't even really know, I never even met. And like that person had no idea how I felt about them. And I was like, and then when I wrote it, it was almost like I was feeling resentment because this person wasn't reciprocating, even though they didn't know. So if that ain't Loca, I don't know what to tell you. But it was, it was like emotional, and that's kind of what it's about.
Limerence.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful breakdown, you know. Yeah, sometimes relationships can be,
It wasn't a relationship, bro. I never even met him.
But that's the relationship is in the mind, though, right?
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
It was real for me.
That's what I mean, right? Like the
sometimes
relationship.
Sometimes the crush, it's hard. Yeah. The crush is hard.
I mean, it all starts in the mind first before it starts in the physical, right? So the relationship was
I'm pretty
in the
sure
mind.
Everyone have been in their place, so don't worry about it. Like,
okay.
I like that word, limerence. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Then we had Don's song after that. Tell us
Blossom.
About it. Pardon?
So the track was called Blossom.
Blossom.
And yeah. It was featuring a local rapper. His name is Mace.
Yeah, I saw that. Yup.
Yeah. I
Mace,
actually created.
That's a heavy name to carry.
I know. It is, eh?
Yeah.
And I actually created that beat. I co-produced it with Tempo Festejo. And it was just a flow state kind of session as well, creating that tune, you know. He sampled my vocals at the beginning intro there and pitched them up, and he then like, you know, flipped them around. So it was a really cool way of going about making a record.
That was honestly. And how did you guys meet? Like, did you see him at a show kind of thing? Like,
no, we go way back. Oh, actually, okay. He's one of my first engineers that I worked with. So I came to a session with another artist while he was still learning engineering at Douglas College. He was our engineer producer for that session.
Okay.
And then 2 years later, when I kind of got into the music a little bit more heavily, he used to master and mix all my two tracks, you know, that I released at the beginning. And then we had another 2 year of just like whatever. I was working with other producers and he was working with other artists, but then we came across each other again this year, so it all goes back.
That's amazing.
Cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, relationships
You know what I mean? And that's the thing, man. It's like this industry, you have to build relationships, you know, and build relationships with people who have the same mind, you know, because you're able to really like create like, yeah, you know, just it's like masterpieces.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Right, Bonafide?
Yes.
You're, you know.
Yes. Yeah. I really think that you need to like be on the level with someone so that you can put yourself in an environment where creativity can happen, because it's like a garden, right? Like the soil cannot be distraught. It's got to be fertile and feel comfortable so that cool stuff can happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing, right? Is like, you know, we're all sharing land, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We all got a square mile of land. And, you know, if we come together and put our square miles together, then we get to cover more track, you know? And really, that's what it's about. Like, it's really about helping grow the community, because that helps grow you. You know what I mean? And so collaborativeness is so important. So it's going to bring me to my next question. Oh, man, I just had a brain fart. Go ahead.
I was like, it must be deep.
You saw that?
He almost...
I was like MK Ultra or something.
Something popped out, hit the ceiling, yeah.
CIA was
don't
like,
be nervous.
Stop.
We are just a bunch of ladies in your studio here.
Hey. Please check. Mic check. Okay, my question to y'all is, what do you think of the state of hip-hop by women right now?
Honestly, I think that I have been in different cyphers, but I listen to females rapping or singing by itself, like not in a community. And I think that we have to do like something about it, you know, because even there are cyphers that invite girls to do freestyle and open mic and everything. I believe we have to have this place for us, you know, like to increment that energy and I don't know, like create relationship, as you said, right? So, well, I mean, that's my opinion. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, no, I think it's like really hella important for ladies to connect and to champion each other. Sometimes I feel like it's possible in some scenarios, whether it's music or otherwise, when you're collaborating with ladies, there can be energy. I'm sure it's the same with guys too. Like there could be ego present that can get in the way and it becomes more of like competitive. I think like there's room for healthy competition, but at the same time I would really also just like to be put on the same bills as the guys, and I don't want it necessarily to just be sort of like chosen because I'm a lady. That should just be like a side note or not even noted.
It's actually something that a lot of the women in music in Vancouver right now have been discussing about how they feel like it's always like, okay, this is the females, you know, it's not just like we're never going to be like all male cypher. You know what I mean? So why has it got to be named that it's all female cypher?
That's what I did.
I know.
That's what I did. Because you know
so,
what?
It's all right,
bro.
Like,
it's all right. You didn't.
I want to hear it. No, I want to hear it first.
I actually never thought of it like that until these conversations had come up recently in some like group chats and stuff. And I was like, oh, wow, that actually is like kind of interesting. But yeah.
Yeah, like wouldn't it be cute if I became a promoter and I was like, yo, I'm going to sell tickets to the dudes of hip hop. There's going to be all these guys showing up, real guys. With real hats on, with real hip hop. Do you know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, to me, it's a little bit wild. But I do appreciate the venue to share.
Hell yeah.
And the platform to discuss. Absolutely. As a lady. So that has to happen on the air and on the stage. But maybe we can kind of like shift that as a squad together, you know?
You know what I got to say? I got to say this. Van City. I said all female cipher. And you know why I said it?
Hot take, hot take.
Because y'all are females. Mm. And it's not, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's true.
So if you feel that you're not getting treated with equality based on your gender, that's not your problem. That's somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, y'all are females. I'm a male. Don't take it personally.
No, I don't take it personal.
Because you guys are fabulous. Doesn't matter.
Thank you.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
to be honest, I actually don't take it personal at all. I like the fact that, like, for me, I feel like being a female has helped get me seen more in some ways. Mm. But some people might look at it differently, like, oh, if I wasn't a female, maybe you wouldn't be listening to the music. Mm. Like, maybe it's because I got tits and ass, you know, that people are like, oh, let's check it out. Which is like, it's supposed to be about the music, but I don't know. I personally like to use it to my advantage.
Hey, man, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like that might be the case for some people, and that might not be the case for other people, right? Because I don't care if I don't care if you're male, female, black, white, brown, yellow, half original, red. It doesn't matter to me.
Half
original. If you're, there's half originals, right? Yeah. This is the thing. It's like, it doesn't matter to me. If you could spit, you could spit. That's all I want to know. You got a message? I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't care. You got a message, right? But here's the thing. There's a lot. There's people out here who are just, you know, they see people for face value. They only look at you, because you look good and this and that. And we know that about life. You know what I'm saying? But that can never be the reason why. That can never be the reason that keeps you out of a room that you know you deserve to be in.
Mm. No, that's the thing. You just don't let that stop you anyway, and you rap better every time. And
you know what I'm saying?
And you stay ready, and then they got to be scared now. They made an enemy.
You know what I mean? Like, I watched this one. I'm going to say she's an MC, but she was a female, okay? I was going to say it because I'm going to make the statement right here. And, it was on the Punchline Academy, and it was in the Bay, San Francisco. And honestly, I think she was spitting better than most of the dudes. She was the only one there, and she rocked it.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even think, like, she was like, oh, you know what I mean? This and that. And, oh, man, the dudes are, oh, I'm going to come rock this. And I was like, her bars, her bar game was so crazy, man. You know? But look, female MCs carried this just as much, you know? And I got to say it, because when you study hip-hop, you'll see that hip-hop was always created to elevate the woman. Real hip-hop music. Real MCs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. So all of this, you know, breast and ass stuff, that is commercialized rap music. Mm-hmm. That's corporate. Just like they make, you know what I mean? The Cardi B's, the Sexy Reds, all of that. Did you think, did you saw that during MC Lyte's era? Or Heather B, right? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Or Queen Latifah, right? Yeah. Huh? Lauryn Hill, right? We're talking about women who delivered a message.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it wasn't about what you got in your chest and what you got on your behind, right? So that is like, man, ain't hip-hop, bro.
Yeah, there's all kinds of contemporary ladies like Rhapsody and Jean Grey that bring like crazy lyricism and they show up.
Ciroc, she's another one. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so look, I don't care. Like, I want to be able to showcase everybody. You know what I'm saying? So if you got the skill, step on up to the plate, boy. Because I'm throwing knuckleballs. Yeah. Let's get the next beat cracking right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Let's go.
Ooh. That's the beat you should listen.
Should we go same order?
I don't know, yeah.
All right. Sloka. Yeah. Don't play with me. If you ain't feeling safe, then don't stay with me. If you hate, I walk away and do it tastefully. One day I meet the one that was made for me. Don't pray for me. All I needed was for you to be honest. Now your actions making me feel nauseous. Why you so obnoxious? And you wonder why I move with caution. So done with the games, man. You talk a lot of nonsense. You really had me there. The true you was concealed. Little did I know it was my soul that you would steal. The mask falls off and the devil's revealed. No one left to manipulate. How does it feel? You selfish and greedy. I'm selfless and needy. Ain't a chance we can come back from this. Believe me. Now this is for my ex, still sending me texts. He attempt to reconnect for some seeky sex, while the girl he cheated with is home looking a mess, with a little girl all alone, full of regret. How you treat those you claim to love is concerning. All I have left is your memory. Now watch me burn it. Losing me was a lesson, and you still didn't learn it. My presence ain't no longer a present. You gotta earn it. Now I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Lucky her for her, we are different. I don't wreck no homes, and truth be told, she fell for that life he sold. Got her right here looking stupid, girl, that man is cold. I ain't really trying to talk no shit, but if I had it my way, he would rot and piss. And for that narcissist, I ain't got a single to give. He a clown, though, no doubt, that's my hypothesis.
Ah! Boom, 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 boom! He gonna rot and piss. Damn,
yeah.
Narcissist.
Ooh. Loka, killing.
Come on, ladies. Who right. we got next? I don't want to see no shyness, I'm ready. Man. Run those mic. Let's go, ladies. Let's go.
Yeah, bonafide. All right. Been in rooms full of giants that dress as lions. Trying. Bullshit flying. Tying the maidens to whack tracks. Beautiful eyes. Artisanal craft. Silver, yeah. Stabbed in the back. So, don't conceal my weapon. I spit with lips like fists of fury. I hurry. I'm bonafide MC. Oof. Tongue flaps fancy like Bruce Lee. Meanwhile, you just rely on fashion that fits loosely. Yeah, tight. Fitting because my thickness is making jaws drop. Oof. That's why your boy's a bit toothy. He mop flop. Got popped off. Yeah, carried off with a weevil barrel. Now he's in the trunk. East to the west, still shoveling. All I hear is junk. Taking a daily dose of vitamin wrap. Other non-medical ingredients include bass and none of your crap. Yeah, just give me the beats that slap. Spit into BPMs quicker than a heart attack. I stay fearless because I am in my prime. Pockets staying healthy too. Antioxidants like Marvin in the grapevine. No meat, but I'm more than hella fine. I'm dialing up all the peoples on the health line. You'll call it 411 because we need the best. Self-improvement reduces all the stress. Speak kindly to yourself. And then stay ready like Ted Otis with the tenderness. Yeah, you don't get it. I've been doing more with less. I'm immune to nasty, but still got sickness. Yeah, when it's fresh, I jump in head over heels. Keep the beat close. Yeah, flavonoids to peels. Got me feeling loca. Can't resist the juicy ass peach. Keep my time precious, not the easiest to reach. No hard body, but I do got dreams. Keep my shit one order. As it seems.
Damn. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That's for you, boy.
Oh.
You can't see it on the air, but I'm bowing down right now.
Hello.
Slade.
My girl Bonafide. She's on fire.
She's on fire.
Slayed it.
It's hot in this room.
You made it hot.
We're gonna run it back again for y'all, man. Let's go, man. This beat was produced by my brother Traj, man. Shout out to Traj. Your beat just got murdered. Send it back to the corner, man.
Yeah, it was so good, guy.
Come on now. Dimes on the Misa. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I don't know where Chico, but I will start. I will do some freestyle because I'm in life and I'm just risking myself to do it like that. So I will be like, y mira ya, te hablo ya en español, no porque esté yo nerviosa, sino porque me gusta ya me voy. Oof. Me gusta un poquito más cuando empiezo ya en energía en freestyle. Fuck, mala mía. Pero un saludo a las demás, a los de BFS Monterrey, México. Mira lo que quiero decir, que soy yo la latina que Oof. Te gusta y extra. Yo te quiero ya besar. Entiendo que la decisión es tomar. Cada paso yo le digo para calentar. Entiendo que el motor quiero resaltar. Rum, rum, vamos a rodar.
Ya, Artemisa viene con todo el sabor, con los tacos, porque dice que no hay paraíso. Yo te hablo bonito porque sé, mi amor, que ya cuando te beso ya te vuelvo ya loquito. Entiendo que la verdad es que se me va, porque cuando el freestyle empieza ya a sonar, yo soy la reina que se quiere ya envolver. Mira que me empezó a trabar, ya. Yeah. Ey, what the fuck? What is going on? I don't know if I said on radio, but...
No, you good, you good.
Artemisa.
Off the top, baby. All praises to the freestyle, baby. Off the top, man. Hey, yo, hey, yo. Is Dom's back in the building?
I'm back.
Are you ready?
No.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay, darling. Yo, we just grateful to have all y'all here, man. Look, shout out to my brother Trash for this beat. Yo, it's magnificent, you know. Look, I'm feeling a little bit like I really want to get on to the microphone and start spitting.
Yo. What is going on?
Don't get me going, man.
Yeah.
Listen, we're gonna run to the next tune. Remember where you heard it first, baby. We got one order, 6 o'clock blitz. If you're just tapping in, we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And we gonna get into this next joint right here, man. What we got next, God? What do we got next for the people, man? Run the joint.
Drop the beat.
Ooh, this is my song right here. This is Nas, Lauryn Hill, as we were just talking about. Nobody. We gonna come back. Peace.
One city, one country, one state.
One state, one state.
Some place to be nobody.
Nobody.
Some place to be.
Place to be.
Some place you wouldn't know, probably. Yeah, if Chappelle moved to Ghana to find his peace, then I'm rolling where the service always roaming. I'm packing my bags and going. It's a challenging act. It's a balancing act. Visit beautiful places. It's more out here than the trap. Houses in Long Island, they always found him. House in the South, barely got out. Sunny L.A., remember calls with Dr. Dre. He told me, don't let the palm trees fool you. Be safe. Me and my higher self, we often would speak. Somehow we lost the connection. Might meet a Joshua tree. And it's been bothering me. Too many wavy women. Gotta log out of IG. Can't be my A's DMing. No kidding. It's hard to move like a civilian. I write the truth cause I live it. Not like you musical. We did it big and they bigots. They rather shoot than write tickets. What it feel like to go get it? What it feel like to go miss it? In one city, one country, one state. Some place you wouldn't know, probably. Some place to be nobody. My dog bought a plane, said let's go to Paris. That's where baguettes are from, French bread that's long and narrow. I like the other definition, rectangular carrots. The concept of this song is rather esoteric. This girl said in Grenada we should go get married. Broke the meaning down of the Virgin Mary. And you got your own place. My favorite part of the night when you text me that you made it home safe. I'm contemplating at the home base how I'm used to breakfast in the ghetto sipping OJ. That's a picture right there, a moment in time. Before anybody wanted a photo of mine. Before the internet energy and social decline. Destroyed the vibe, fooling us with the headlines.
Keeping us blind.
Vultures eat you alive.
Take heed to the signs.
Wishing I find one city, one country, one state. Some place to be nobody.
Nobody.
Some place to be.
Place to be. Place to be.
Some place you wouldn't know, probably.
Nobody.
Some place to be nobody.
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 All my time has been focused on my freedom now. Why would I join them when I know that I can beat them now? They put their words on me and they can eat them now. That's probably why they keep on telling me I'm needed now. They tried to box me out while taking what they want from me. I spent too many years living too uncomfortably. Making room for people who didn't like the labor but wanted the spoils, greedy, selfish behavior. Now let me give it to you balanced and with clarity. I don't need to turn myself into a parody. I don't do what you do for popularity. They clearly didn't understand when I said I get out, apparently. My awareness like Keanu in the Matrix. I'm saving souls and y'all complaining about my lateness. Now it's illegal for someone to walk in greatness. They want the same, but they don't take risks. Now the world will get to see its own reflection, and the anointed can pursue their own direction.